What about looking at different doses and particularly escalating the dose of these agents or changing the schedules?
Okay, so sunitinib's original schedule is 50 milligrams, 4 weeks on, 2 weeks off. And I would say that that is probably the max dose. I had a couple of patients who insisted on trying to go straight through, but that lasted about 2 months, and they just couldn't. They needed the break. So I think that is probably its max dose. People have looked at that drug at 37.5, either 4 weeks on, 2 weeks off, or continuously. It doesn't seem to be as active when you start at the lower dose. Many people at 50 have to go down to a lower dose later on, but if that's the case, it's usually because they've responded and they're just wearing out. Because again, these drugs are given, you know, chronically until progression. And so there is a point at which the drug is over the edge, kind of. So some people will take 50, 4 weeks on, 2 weeks off for, you know, maybe 3-4 months. And then we have to go down on the dose because they're either so fatigued that they can't do it, or they have to stop at 3 weeks instead of 4 weeks. It depends. Each month seems to have a different toxicity that becomes rate limiting.